Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello, I'm Greg Lancaster. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. Joining me today to encourage you as we come to the fulfillment of the soon return of our Lord is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Hey, I was glad to be back.
How was Tahiti? Was it great? What was
up? Wonderful. Hey, the weather's nice. As I came back and it's cold. No, it was not Tahiti. Our sponsors are doing wonderful. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about them more today in the program. But I had a wonderful time visiting in Mobile and all around the Gulf Coast.
Mobile,
Alabama.
They were mobile before mobile was mobile.
Hey. It was cool. It was very good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to sharing more about it, but it was just really great time.
You can tell it's a hub state, can't you?
Oh, my goodness. It just feels so right in there.
Yeah.
It just feels so, and the people are great. I mean,
they love
really
Jesus,
man. Yeah, they do, man. They love the Lord.
They love him openly.
Yes.
Love him openly. Also, well, we'll skip over New Orleans, but also join us today. It's Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful weekend it was.
Yes.
It was a great weekend.
And anything in particular?
Do share.
It was a great weekend.
Well, I know you went to a football game. I know you were excited.
Yes.
I know you were excited about going there.
You know, our days of a thousand years of a thousand years of a day.
He's like, what did 20, I do?
What, 20 years ago? But I did. I got a chance to go to see part of the Star League.
Oh,
the Star League. One of the All-Stars games that is in the panhandle of Florida, where they have the East battle the West.
Mm-hmm.
And part of, you know, one of the All-Stars, of course, is a member of the VFM Dream Center in Pensacola, William Beasley, and got a chance to watch him do his thing.
Wow.
And he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. And the game happens so quickly, you know us, we're intense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's intense. If it's Saints, he's intense. Oh, we're just intense in general.
Yeah, but if it's, you know.
Somebody says, you're going to sit down. It's like, no, I'm going to lean over the rail. I don't want to miss this. And besides, I can't see that far, so I have to. I'm like, did he catch it?
Right. What happened?
Yeah. And his other counterpart, and of course, with the Star League. It's called the
All-Stars.
Yeah. They're actually a mixture of all the best teams. So they haven't played together, but three or four times before they play. It's not their regular team. And so you don't have a lot of, everybody gets a chance to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening, other person, but the ball comes right. I mean, it comes right in his safety.
Yeah.
This ball comes right in through both his hands, as Charles says. It was both his hands,
right.
And comes right through his hands and hits the ground at his feet. You know, and the Lord had mercy on this young man. It bounced off the ground and hit him in the chest,
oh.
So he had a chance to bring his hands in and catch the ball, and he. He ran like his whole career depended on it because scouts and all were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when William gets to the sidelines, he looks up at us. He goes, "You see that?"
I think
he was saying, "I would have caught it." I think
right,
he was saying.
Right.
But yeah, I had a great time. Had a really, really great time. That I just love watching. You know, young people. You know, participate and function with each other. And I got a chance to hear a few stories. You don't understand me till you hear my story.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand. We got to be quick, slow to, we just got to be open and just, you know, be open to hearing people's stories. And you find out, you know, yeah, they might be doing this or doing that or whatever. Like, whoa, you're doing great.
Right.
My goodness. You know, you're from Second Street. This is amazing.
All right.
Chris rolls his head back in the back of the way. He's like, And so, but this one particular young man, it was just amazing how the team gathered around this one young man in his high school days, and things were working out for him. And the coach became his father. And
Oh, wow.
And basically took him in and blessed him and raised him up. And he's one of the key stars out there in the Panhandle area. And it's just beautiful to see something like that, you know, to see that kind of thing take place. We have 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers. Well, today we're going to try to cover so many things. But know this week, stay with us this week, because we are going to, as always, just unfold one thing after another the Lord is revealing to us. We're not looking for things to talk about. Mm. We're actually trying to look for time to be able to share them. And we're going to release. We released last week the prophetic word. It's going to be a physical battle. Okay. It's going to be on the land. It's going to be physical.
We had some confirmation last week on that.
Yes. Anyway. As soon as we said that, everything went down. The whole county got hit with fiber optics from the that we're in,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to the Perdido,
wow.
where seen a few things, and all the way up to the northern parts, and through power and fiber optics, and just like whack,
got shut hit. It down.
It was people could say, well, that's kind of spiritual. Like, we have no power. That's physical. And so, within 45 seconds, we're back up again. So if you hear that segment and you hear these words going like, we got the battery back up. That's everything got hit at that moment.
Yeah.
You can find out records of that on the VFN Torch. There's related articles to what happened in that particular region of the hub during that time. But we also shared four blood moons last week during that time and four dreams that a young man had named Isaiah. And we didn't share his dream. And we're going to share his dream today. I mean, his prayer. We're going to share his prayer today. And we want you to hear his prayer. And because it's coming from a young man who saw it,
mm-hmm.
he's seen it. We don't want to get in his way of explaining what he saw. And it's just a sign, because he said that God will pour out a spirit on all flesh, and your young men. I mean, you have people who've been walking with the Lord, calling themselves prophets for years, going, you know, and they're kind of like with a you know, white cane with a red tip, calling themselves a prophet. You know, it's like,
right.
I'm kind of seeing like something beige. And a little 11-year-old goes, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be A, B, C, this, that, and the other. And it's like a bit, you know, and it's like, okay, we're all prophets. We're all prophesying. We're all prophesying. And with that, we got a chance to be able to share the prayer, because we shared the dreams. We want to share the, and by the way, we shared three of the four, and we just kind of kept the fourth one to ourselves. But know this, that it's just like we were saying, that the church is going to be persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, understand, it's hopefully we'll get a chance today to be able to talk about that. Hungary, of all the places, Hungary now is beginning to go back into the area of anti-Semitism and political parties. And, you know, and this will hopefully get a chance to kind of understand from that, because their economy's hurting, and that, which means people have jobs and some people don't have jobs. Unlike America right now, you cannot have a job for, I don't know, your whole life and eat. There's a moment when that stops.
Mm-hmm.
And so then whoever we really are, that's who comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And like the movie Armageddon, you know,
mm-hmm.
wealthy people are nice until they're not wealthy anymore.
Right.
And so we don't know. We're the richest nation on the face of the earth. Our poorest is richer than 80% of the 7 billion folks on the earth.
Mm.
So when our economy crashes, we'll find out who we are.
Mm.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's right. And if you have not yet, you need to delve into the torch. You need to delve into the prophecies.
Thousands,
there's a lot of prophecies. They're caught up now, right? The prophecies are all there. So you can go to the VFNTV.com, click on the torch, click on prophecies. You'll actually be able to read and listen to prophetic dreams and visions, so you can actually be prepared. Realize God does nothing unless he tells it to us first. But if you plug your ears, it's not that he didn't tell you. It's the fact that you didn't listen. And there was a German, Messner was talking about this weekend. I believe his name was Messner, that this German poet wrote this, and I hopefully get a chance to talk about that today, but it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so nails are today. And also, you'll be hopefully available on the torch today. I remember when, bringing back a segment of It Ain't Over Till God Says It's Over. It's just so encouraging because God, I mean, who, you had to think it was over. Listen, God's, it's the first, when God begins to do something very powerful, but the first thing that happens, something happens that makes it look like it's over. Every time it's something he's going to do, that's why we embrace ourselves, because God's kind of had us walking through gates and news and new areas, and like we're like some of the first to walk through things, and all of a sudden it's commonplace after a period of time, and there's a lot of people doing that, walking through the first. But you brace yourself because Adam and Eve were first.
Right.
You know, you brace yourself because, you know, Moses was first. A lot of bloodshed. And you brace yourself because Saul was first. You know, you brace yourself because Jesus was first. And understand that the enemy immediately comes and tries to destroy the first. But it's in that attack. It's that when God comes in and does his best work. And it ain't over till God says it's over. I mean, you think about it. Adam and Eve hadn't even had children yet. They didn't even have children yet. And they already had violated what God had said don't do. And they're hiding. I mean, it had to be over. But it wasn't over. And you got to hear this segment. I mean, you think about over and over again, it just had to be over. I mean, it has to be over when, even though you know you got a call in your life, that the other person that's trying to kill you has a call in their life too. I mean, ask David when Saul was pursuing. I mean, it has to be over when somebody who's got a call of God on their life is chunking spears at you. It's like, did you happen to see the spear you just threw at me? And everybody's going, no, it just couldn't be. You were eating at the table. You were eating at the table. You saw the spear get thrown. What are you talking about? Yeah, Jonathan, I don't know, he's your daddy, but he threw the spear. Did you not see the spear? And so Jonathan goes back and has a chat with his dad and comes back and says, yeah, you better run, David. It's true. It's true. I mean, it looks like it's over. Over and over again, it looks like it's over. You got to hear this because it'll be encouraging to you. Because our God, I mean, when you think about it, here he is beginning with his chosen folks who we talk about today, Israel, by the way, who just snowed there in Jerusalem. Why it flooded in Gaza. It snowed in Jerusalem. He calls out Abram and Sarai, and he says, listen, I'm going to make you a great nation. You're going to have so many children. I'm going to change your name to Abraham and your name to Sarah. And you think about that, and I was like, this is going to be great. Oh, I just can't wait. You know, 25 years later, she can't have no children. You can't have no children. You done preached all these messages. You're going to have all these children. And everybody, of course, is just probably, you know, father of many nations. That's what Abraham means. So when she's calling for her husband, this is basically what she's saying. Father of many nations. Father of many nations.
She's giving the prophetic word.
Oh, little Lucifer's children love to line up on that one, don't they? And so, but in hope, Abraham believed that God was able to do what he said he could do. It looked like it was over. It looked like it was over. But today we are talking about it wasn't over. Exactly what God said he was going to do, he did. Now it's for you not to latch into the lie of the enemy telling you it's over, and to latch into God who says, listen, if I said it, and if you believe it, and you latch into it, and you don't waver in your faith, despite what it looks like in the natural, I'll bring it to pass. I'll bring it to pass because that's who I am. I'm not a man that I lie, the son of man that I would change my mind. Listen, we're going to make that available to you on the VFN Torch. And it's there now. You know, it ain't over till God says it's over, but we'll also make it available to you for those that sign up on the newsletter, the Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and sign up for the Torch. And we have a free gift waiting for you as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Providing resources on your rights in the workplace. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
As a coworker, I have a
colleague that is on FMLA, and I'm just wondering, what are the restrictions of me to that colleague? Am I not allowed to ask any certain questions?
You're talking about someone on the Family Leave Act?
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, there's a complicated issue when you got, it's not just the Family Leave Act. There's other federal laws that are at play in a situation with an employment and working over the weekends and Sundays, and there's a question of what's called reasonable accommodation. Can a employer make a reasonable accommodation? Those are the kind of things you have to ask in these questions. Let me give you a great resource, though, to go to, and that is our website. We've got a whole section dedicated to these issues, so I encourage you to go to aclj.org to get some information there.
Learn more about your rights in the workplace at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a blessed, blessed time with your family. Just to remind you, Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't know if you heard about, I think it was Oregon or something, but the NBA player that was gotten by a dentist who has an organization of dentist office. They says, I'm tired of this taking Jesus out of Christmas. They began to do spots and commercials, you know, Merry Christmas. And they did it in the game and it's catching on. Hopefully we'll make that available for you on the VFN Torch. But listen, this is all you got to do. This is the First Amendment still here, and you can stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. And don't wait till after Christmas. Believe me, it's hard enough to keep America's attention.
I know that's right.
And I was listening this weekend to a prophetic man, and he says the thing about other countries is they're aware where they're at. The European Union, those nations, they know where they're at. Americans just keep on going and act like nothing's happening at all. So it's going to be harder for them.
Delusional.
And he was talking about the coming economic crisis, and it's going to implode. That there's never been a country that has survived this. And by the way, the breaking news here with the more laws coming down in America is polygamy. Has now been, a law has been removed from the books to where you can have multiple, they're just not going to prosecute anymore if you have like 10 wives or 10 husbands, but I think it's more like 10 wives or 5 wives or something like that. All right. That's what everybody said. I mean, they said if this happens and this will happen and that'll happen and this will happen. It's like at some point we got to like, you know, I'm not shocked. But it will be like the Louisiana situation. It's like, you know, I just want to change what I was thinking. Right? But understand, when you actually break loose from what God is saying, when you have an open door on your life, you don't pick and choose what's going to come into your life. That's why it's really hard for the church to understand that when you're in sin, you don't pick what comes through your doors. And so people logically look at a God who doesn't fit in your mind, and you try to say, there's no way these two don't connect. It's like your door was open.
Mm.
They connect because you walked around with an open door in an empty house. I mean, he talks about this. Jesus says it. He says, this is what it's like. He says, a man who has a demonic stronghold, Satan's got a stronghold, Satan's living inside of him. Check that out. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus says the spirit's driven out of him, so the man's free, does not have that anymore. So this spiritual being is who once oppressed this man. And this is how you know you're being oppressed by it or whatever by it, because it was in you, on you, around you. I don't know what your doctrine is. You're being influenced by it. It's when you look at God's word, which very few people are, and you find out God says, this is not right, but you live a life and believe it is right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what has you. When your life contradicts the word of God and you say it's right, when God says it's wrong, but you really feel like it's right, you can justify why it's right. That means it's got you, but you can get free from it. So anyway, that's why you got to read the word continually, because it could be like, oh my goodness, there are other football teams other than the Saints. The spirit gets driven out of the man, and the spirit goes off this, and it has to look for a place to live. Understand that Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So our struggle is not against man. It's against this second heaven realm, you know, powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness. And so when it's buffeting us and things are happening to us, it's what's happening in the spiritual realm. It's like all around here. People say, you know, the first heaven's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where God dwells when you're a believer, and you know on the outside of your skin or the outside of the aura, the glory in your life, that the enemy comes in and begins to buffet you. But then you have the third heaven revelation, you know, of course, where God dwells in his throne. And so all of a sudden, so the only way that second heaven, somebody, some demonic being can have any authority in the first heaven where we're operating, which we've been given that authority, is if we give him it, our body.
Mm-hmm.
If we just say, you know, some people say, here I am, use me, and they sell themselves out. I think about a music group right now that's being popular all the way around the world, but I remember they were offered as a blood sacrifice in Great Britain with blood on their faces. And now they got the popularity and the power. They were so young, they have no idea what they sold their souls to. And now their bodies are beginning to reflect it. Now they're all, you know, with the markings or the bail markings, and are showing up on their bodies. And there are others who are Christians or want to do what's right, Christians. And Jesus says, you know, you're supposed to be a disciple. When you become a believer, you're the house of God. You're the temple of God. The God Spirit lives inside of you. So you need. What you need to do, he that follows my teachings will know the truth, and the truth will set him free. So your house is clean and free when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're saved, but you're free when you actually get your house, you get full of God's word. And so this spirit goes walking around looking for another body to inhabit. Be careful when you're hanging around a deliverance ministry and while you're in rebellion to God, because you're going to take on, you're going to be like Velcro to second heaven, bro. And because this is what Jesus said, when he comes out of a man, it begins to look for another place to dwell. So it looked, it thought, it planned, it strategized. Look this up, Matthew 8. Make sure we got the scripture right. Matthew 8. He began to strategize about where to go. And it could not find a place. It could not find a place to dwell. And so understand, second heaven's always looking for somebody who will is in sin. Somebody who says, I want you to be in my life, or has an open door, empty houses. So he goes back to this particular man who got delivered of him, And he finds out this man's house is empty. He's empty. He did not fill up his house. He did not fill himself up with God. He did not become a disciple of Jesus Christ. He didn't understand the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, teach them to obey all of my teachings. This is what he said. And so we learn it's in that we get set free, because all of a sudden, when this thing came back, this demonic possession, Matthew 8:28,
referring to when Jesus...
Say that again, Matthew?
Matthew 8, chapter 8,
yes.
Verse 28, in this particular verse of Scripture is talking about when Jesus delivered the demon-possessed man.
Right. And so, nope, this is when he's explaining how it works. When a spirit comes out of a man, he's explaining how it works. And I'm on this, I guess, because you need to know. So anyway, he goes out there, and he can look for the scripture reference in the torch. But he comes back to the man, and he finds out that he did not fill his house up. He did not fill his house up. And so what happens is he comes in and gets seven spirits worse than himself. Seven spirits worse than himself. He comes into that man's life, and now he's worse off than he was when he had just the one demonic principality or spirit in his life. Now he has seven worse than himself, saying, we will never let this happen again. And so now, when you're playing around with God instead of getting what's right with God, you can actually be worse off because you wanted a religious spirit instead of a religious experience instead of a relationship with Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the other side.
It's Luke 11:26. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it. Is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation, and I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something, or and something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. You're watching VFN Radio on VFN TV. You're listening around the world. We'll give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We are going to be talking about how Nazi parties are on the rise again in Hungary today. And we have a video to be able to show you what's taking place. But the key to what's taking place, we always have four programs back to back. So stay with us. Stay tuned. But what's happening, what's fueling is the fact of the lack of jobs and lack of money. Mm. And right now, we have a lack of jobs and a lack of money, except for the money we're printing up and except for the jobs we're not acknowledging we don't have. You know, we're living in a facade.
No doubt.
It's a facade.
That's an old school term
right there. It's a facade, and it's not real. It's stucco. Isn't it interesting? It's interesting, stucco, isn't it? It's like, it's not the real veneer. It's not the real stuff. I mean, it is a veneer.
Right.
It's not brick. Mm. Anyway, huff and puff and blow your stucco down, right?
No doubt.
I have nothing against stucco. I mean, if it's ugly, stucco it. Right. Please don't take that personal. I was just having fun. And, we also began to talk about God laid on my heart, and I want to finish this conversation in the earlier program about what we wrestle with and how things happen, because the truth is Satan has no place unless you give him a place. Jesus says, Satan has found nothing in me. And you can have open house or empty doors in your life. You'd be walking around an open sin that you have not dealt with at the cross of Christ, or you could be not discipled. And you're constantly struggling and you're wrestling with spiritual wickedness. You know, Satan hates you, by the way, because you don't know that or not, because you're creating the image and the likeness of God. He tried to use the Alinsky tactics in heaven. He got thrown out of heaven. He tried to organize a third of the angels against God. God just said, poof.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
Lightning, right? Mm. And so we'll be finishing that conversation, but hopefully we get a chance because we heard about a young man's prayer, four dreams, four blood moons, four dreams. We did get a chance to be able to share with you his prayer, because I really believe that in this prayer, you'll hear the heart of what's going on. If you didn't get to hear prophecy that it's going to be a physical battle, not just a natural battle, right?
Yeah,
it's going to be physical, mm-hmm. not just spiritual. And it's a prophecy. A powerful prophecy. You need to hear that. You can find it on the VFN Torch. Also, sign up for the newsletter. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, it's called The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com at the upper right-hand corner and sign up, because you will get it every week. You will not miss a thing. I mean, if you didn't get it this way, you didn't get it that way, you can know that it's going to be sitting by the end of the week. That week's programs are going to be sitting available to you so you can share them with others. And get your friends signed up. You want to help somebody? You want to help some people? You want to help some folks? You want to help your family? Talk with them first. But you can go to the very bottom of the torch once you sign up and you get your newsletter, and you can share that with 10 friends or something. You type in their name and their email address and just push this button, and it just invites them to join the torch, because we want people to know. We want people to know. And if we have got we want to talk about three armies too. Spiritual armies. We're not talking about physical armies. Mm. But three armies that was prophetically talked about and shown to Rick Joyner, and he writes about them in the book, The Call. And the first army was an army that was just a mess. I mean, it just destroyed things. It was just terrible. The second army would come into a city, for example, and it would do good things. But when it left the city, it would stomp on its good works and what it did on the way out, so it was useless, which is kind of more offensive than mm-hmm. the other one. And finally, the third army was an army that came in and would do good things in the lives of others in the city, and it would be just revitalized. And when they left, it would be better off. And I want to talk about that, because when Rick Joyner was having this vision, and Jesus was standing beside him, and he's showing him this in this vision. It's a vision. That he says, what do you think? And he's like, I should take out those. I can't believe those first two armies. They're a mess. You should do away with them. And Jesus says, this is you. Yeah, this is the present-day church.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a present-day church. And so we just want to talk about, you know, what does it mean to be in this third army? Are we called to help raise up this third army, which I believe that we are? And they're going to walk around differently than the first and the second, the first season of the church, the second season of the church, because this third army is going to be, you know, mighty in battle. And because they know how to abide with Jesus. They know how to hang out. They carry the torch. And I don't know if we're going to get it covered today, but I want to tell you up front that we're going to cover this week, by God's grace, an author that wrote a book, Neil Postman, who's already passed away, but he was a professor at NYU for 30-something years. And he wrote a book called Technopoly. You know, monopoly means you have a monopoly on things. And technology, so he merged those two words and called Technopoly. And he made some predictions, and he had entertaining ourselves to death, too. He wrote that as well earlier on, prior to this book, and it was accurate. And we want to talk about that, because as he begins to talk about technology and how we look at it, and he goes all the way back to the Gutenberg printing press, because technology, quite often people think that's what's in front of them, not overseas in the time. But what he's observed, and what is really true, and we're going to stay tuned, this what you want to hear, this is that he says that people are turning away from God and turning to technology. They're looking to technology for their answers and not looking to God. And he even goes as far as saying that that this is what folks are saying today. They're saying that we can, through technology, reach the heavens. Now, I got to tell you this. This prophetic book was written in 1992. I mean, the internet was just invented, according to Al Gore. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was there, but, you know, he invented it because he needed to say so. And then George W. Bush said the internets, so he invented a second one, right? Which I can totally relate to that. Yeah, with the swagger. And then, but it's just going to be a very interesting segment, because this is a man who really understood. It was a big deal for him to write this. And
especially during that time.
NYU, which is a private university. And... but I was just like, you came from nothing, you know, anyway. So it's like, this guy's amazing. And he did pass away of lung cancer. But he was talking about the divinity of God and the sovereignty, and how men are turning away from that. 1992, he's predicting how they're going to turn away, and they turn back, and how the good and the bad, and how we always look at the good that technology brings, but we refuse to look at how life's going to be different with it coming. And if we look at life differently, when we absorb this technology, maybe we can make decisions that leave sovereignty, the sovereignty of God, in our lives and in our nation, for example. At the same time, incorporate this technology. We learned that. We went through the whole dark ages of, is it going to be paper or plastic?
Yeah.
And what we learned was, if we embrace technology while having it submit to God, that God triumphs over technology, then it works. But if all of a sudden you submit to God over submitting to technology, then, man, you're free. You can use stuff. But if you're submitting to technology, if technology is your answer, then it becomes your God. And it's just powerful when you hear a professor for 32 years, 35 years at NYU begin to talk about these things. And so we're going to just listen to this, I believe, very prophetic man, you know, talk about this prophet from NYU, which in itself is amazing, I think.
Yeah,
totally, totally amazing. And we're going to talk about, you know, America has a new religion called technology, talks about, and how when you add technology, you don't have what you had plus technology. You have something totally different, because everything morphs to that technology. And it's exciting. I think it's going to be encouraging to you, and it'll help give you a perspective to find out, are you serving technology today? Or are you serving God? Because whoever, whatever you depend on, whatever you rely on, is the first thing you do is go to your data, your digital television, radio, telephone, cellular phone, or is it to God? With a Bible, with paper, with a pen, and a time of prayer, abiding with God. And that's who your God is. And he puts a statement over America is that we are the technopoly of the world in 1992. And he talks, too, about North Korea wants to be, and one other particular nation wants to be. And North Korea's really rose up to the point where they're actually having a psychologist help take their citizens through therapy to get free from the addiction to technology. So that was 1992 when he said it. So, you know, maybe North Korea has risen to their desire, and now they can't. They're just all in this technology. I mean, it's an image. It's not real. But if you don't spend time, if you've made that your God, you don't know it's not real, because it, the way you're created, if you believe something, then your body's going to react like it's real, and you're going to really think you're doing something. You're even going to think you have friends because somebody liked your Facebook. you're going to feel, I have great value because somebody liked me today. Who? I don't really know who it was. But I now have more likes, more friends. Isn't that the brilliant using semantics to be able to, you know, instead of saying connect this logarithm to that logarithm, let's just call it like. I mean, everybody wants to be liked, right? And I think the history on the Mike Zuckerberg was that he wanted to be liked.
Yeah.
He wanted to be liked, and he found out this is a way he can get friends. And now it's friends of the world.
Interesting.
And George Soros.
Interesting.
Who was part of his funders. I want to go right into, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how Hungary is sliding back into the Nazi era of anti-Semitism, which, by the way, that word is so foreign, just like every other enemy still in those words, hating Jews because they're Jews. That's it. That's what anti-Semitism is, hating the nation, hating Israel. And Hungary, the place where the country that friended Hitler, you know, in the persecution of the Jews, is going back in Budapest, Hungary. We'll talk about that when we come back for the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want you to hear right now, the VFN Dream Center, you got to hear this. You got to hear what God is doing. Listen up.
I just speak to the nation now. All the way from Oregon to California. From Maine to Miami. Dear God, send fire. Fuego. Burn the sin, God, out of our lives. A third great awakening, God. Lord, we don't look to men. We don't look on the horizons. We look up because you're the God that answers by fire. Hey, send revival, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for screaming and yelling and complaining about darkness while we ourselves were darkness. And we pray, God, for everybody that we blamed who never even said yes to you, who never even said they wanted to make you the Lord of their life, and we blame our darkness on them. Lord, forgive us, and we break that curse off of them, and we say, Lord, may they know your love and your forgiveness, and your mercy, God. Forgive us for judging the world. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we, oh God? The children of the light.
The
children of the day is what he calls us. You're listening to a brief moment when the glory of God was so thick at the VFN Dream Center on the Emerald Coast. You can actually join us virtually or join us there. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, our God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you. Understand that, that the glory of God, the presence of God, is what separates us from everything else that's out there. Listen, get connected. Maybe God's saying, now's the time, today's the day. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. VineFellowshipNetwork.org.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there and pray a blessing over your family. If you have not yet gotten Restoring the Purity to Giving, get it. It's available for you for any gift at all at the VFNTV.com. Our free gift to you, Restoring the Purity of Giving. I want you to be blessed.
Yeah.
We want you to be blessed. We want you to not look it back and go, well, you know, what was that? And take 5 years to pay it off. Because there's people out there. There's people out there. They just don't, I mean, they know it's your last dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even thinking about telling you, you really don't need this rooster pitcher, sir.
You know? Exactly.
You don't need this PlayStation 2 right now. You need groceries.
Right.
Because December 26th is coming, and you're going to have groceries. And this will help you out. Go to VFNTV.com and get it. Restoring Purity. Make an offer. It is totally yours. You'll be able to download it instantly. Put it in your iPhone. Listen to it on the computer and be encouraged. I want to go right back to where we were talking about in the first program, and you can hear the first part in the previous program, is about when Jesus was talking about, and we are going to talk about what's happening in Hungary as well. We're going to show you some news footage from there as well. How anti-Semitism is on the rise. But that Jesus said, this is how it is. He says, when a spirit comes out of a man, it'll go away and begin to think, plan, and decide, trying to find a host. It has to have a host. Satan has to have a host. So if you're going to walk all around in your family, rebelling against God, rebelling against what God says about marriage and family, and you are an open door in the house. You are held captive by Lucifer. And that family, if they're following God, you're there because they love you. But you walk in that house. You're bringing darkness into that house. But you can be set free. This is what he says. And so the thing goes away, Jesus says, when you drive the spirit out of a man, it goes away. But the spirit says, listen, I cannot find a host. I can't find somewhere. Wouldn't that be great? There'd be a lot of hosts today. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find a host. But wouldn't it be great to live in a city where you could not find a host? Satan just couldn't find a host. Jesus said, Satan found nothing, nothing in me. And it's like, Lord. And so with that, you can't find a host. And so Jesus says, the spirit says to itself, I'm going to go find seven spirits worse than myself. I'm going to go back to where I came from, to the man or the woman, the man, for example, he's given here. And we're going to enter into him again because his house is clean. He's cleanly swept, but it's empty. He did not become Jesus' disciple. He didn't get filled with the truth of God. He had an empty house. Empty house, open door. Empty house is undiscipled person. Open door is somebody who has unconfessed sin in their life. open sin in their life. And he said the condition of this man will be worse than the first. This stuff, like, I like to try delivering yourself for. I mean, there's some people, you have to understand that it's not time for their deliverance, because you can make them worse off by having this child delivered and send them back to under two parents who are hosts of great darkness, and that child was set free. But when the child goes back, because he's under or she's under those parents, what's on them begins to end. So that child comes back and says, what happened? That child was worse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so deliverance is something you do when you hear from God. You know, what does God want you to do in the context of this? Because if they're not wanting to be free and stay free, I know that Brother Ken Summerall, a spiritual father to me, is with the Lord now. He said in the 70s that people would get delivered, legitimately delivered in the gatherings. But by the time they walked out the door, demons would jump out of the bushes. Because what happened was, it's not about getting delivered. It's about being set free from demonic captivity. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so I want to encourage you today, if you want to be set free, God wants to set you free. But you got to want to have Jesus as the Lord of your life. You got to be a disciple. Find out more about this at meetmyfather.org and at iabide.org. Listen, or contact us. It's time to be free. It's time to be set free because the Lord wants to set you free. We're not going to have a lot of time to be able to talk about hungry in this program, but remember, we have four programs back to back, and so we will talk into the next program. Time moves so quickly. Mm-hmm. But what's happening in Hungary, we'll be talking about in our next program, which will be just a few moments, is anti-Semitism. The Nazi era is arriving. Some particular man you'll hear interview that says, you know, when did anti-Semitism come back? He says, it never left.
Never left.
Right.
It actually never left. But we talked last week about a young man share about his dream, but we didn't let you hear his prayer. We want you to be able to hear his prayer, because Isaiah had four dreams that God had given him. At the same time, God is speaking to me, which I shared about, which is the battle's not just, a battle's going to be physical, not just spiritual. And God is showing battle on the soil of America. And you got to hear that. You know, you can hear it from last week. And you need to sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, sign up for the newsletter. That's The Torch. You can actually have these things and keep them. But after having this dream of what's taking place, and our president was under attack, our nation was under attack, the church was under attack, and America was under attack. And he saw how even our president was terrified. Our president was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to help the president get to safety in the context of that. And so at that point, you know, he says, do you want to pray? And I want you to listen to his prayer now in regards to that. Listen up.
Dear Lord, I pray that you will help the church in these tough times. Help our president of the United States to be strong and not be scared of what's coming into America. Help the church to stay strong and know that you are here with us. Help America to stay strong. Help them to not go crazy and bizarre and lose control of our rights, and don't let anybody take our rights. Help everybody in this time. I pray that these things won't happen to the world. I pray that we will all be safe during these tough times. I pray that we will all be safe in your angels, with your angels. I pray that we will all stay strong with you, and help us not to deny you no matter what happens to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's so powerful, because what God is, this whole thing is about your relationship with God, about the acknowledgement of God. And this is what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He wants you to deny God's chosen folks in Israel. He wants you to deny that God exists. And he also wants you, which there used to be a particular music group called DC Talk years ago, which Toby Mac was a part of it, and I don't know where everybody else is. But they had a song that said, the greatest travesty of all, or something like that, is a church that acknowledges God with their lips, but denies him with their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big travesty, because denial's denial. Whether you do it, to say that you can't deny God when you, without saying these words, just to say somebody who's mute, who does not have ability to speak, cannot deny God. And the truth is, the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. So we can live our lives in denial to God. And we don't want to do that. And of all the things the Lord is showing us, this is going to be the test. This is going to be the greatest days the church has ever seen. But with that comes the greatest testing it's ever seen. And it's time that we have to prepare ourselves physically, spiritually, mentally. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't yet, you need to hear, you know, prudent preparation. You need to hear, is America under God's judgment? You need to hear these prophetic teachings so you can be prepared for what's going to happen. And if you're not related, get rightly related. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Go to findfellowshipnetwork.org or vfndreamcenter.org. We are keeping you informed. We're not just talking about information. We are actually looking at God's perspective of what's taking place in today, keeping the conversation light. We'll see you on the other side. Four programs back to back.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at vfntv.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit vfntv.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at vfntv.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Restoring the purity in giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season, and it to be all said and done, and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving today. A special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to the VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.